title of today's message is Hard-Fought Hallelujah. So let's get started. I learned a long time ago not to judge a book by its cover. I'm sure many of you heard that as a child. But I also have forgotten that lesson more than I like to admit. A few years ago, a new country artist came roaring on the music scene. He was morbidly obese, dressed all in black, and he was covered in tattoos, even on his face. My initial reaction was to look away, turn the TV channel, but his voice was so unique. He sang with heart, soul, passion, and in no time I stopped noticing the book cover. And ever since then, I've been a big fan of Jelly Roll's music and message. So as you heard, today's song is a duo of the country artist and a Christian worship singer. I'm going to actually read to you the lyrics of this song by Brandon Lake and Jelly Roll. And it was released just this year. So it's a pretty new song. See if these lyrics don't hit home. Yeah, I don't always feel it. Yeah, but that's when I need it the most. So I'm going to keep on singing till my soul catches up with my song. There's times when my hands go up freely and times when it costs. There's days when a praise comes out easy, days when it takes all the strength I've got. I've wrestled with the darkness, but I'm trying to reach for the light. Yeah, the struggle keeps me honest, and it breaks down the walls of my pride. Because faith isn't proven like gold till it's been through the fire. My head, my heart, my hands are feeling heavy, but that's when I lift them just a little bit higher. And then the chorus says this, and you heard it over and over. I'll bring... maybe not right now, maybe later. I'll bring my hard-fought, heartfelt, been-through-hell hallelujah. I'll bring my storm-tossed, torn sail, story to tell hallelujah. And then it finishes with these encouraging words. Even after all that seeming negativity, the story concludes with, God, you've been patient. God, you've been gracious. God, you've been faithful, whatever I'm feeling or facing. I love that song the first time I heard it. I've listened to it over and over and over again, seen him perform on TV, the song, multiple times. But I also checked out Facebook. I wanted to see what did people say when this song came out. And some of the reactions to the people, I just think, hit hard. And they tell their own message about the song and about life in general. I've got four quotes. Here's the first one. The people who have been through the worst are the best at spreading the message. I'd agree with that. He goes on to write, I believe Jelly Roll is definitely getting there. Even though he says he still struggles, you can tell it's in him and about to bust open. Another quote. People hating on Jelly Roll forget that anyone can accept Christ, and it doesn't matter who you are or what you have done. That should give us an amen, shouldn't it? Goes on to say, he will meet you where you are. You just got to reach out. We all fall short. We all struggle. We are supposed to encourage people when they are trying to get their life right and they stumble and fall. We are not to shut them down and become a stumbling block while they are in sin. He finishes, I see a man that once was lost and now he's finding his way back, even in the mistakes. Third quote is very short. Says a lot though. Quote, I love this duo collab with you two guys. I think this is going to bring a lot of lost souls to Christ. I bet it already has. I bet it will continue. And then finally, last comment on Facebook that I'll share with you today. People talking about how Jelly Roll is a new Christian and still a sinner. Well, clutch my pearls at your sin right there. Lack of humility. I bet you accepted Christ and still lit up a cigarette until Jesus healed you of that. I bet you still had a beer or four after work until Jesus presented better options. And he finishes, maybe you still cussed, but you just didn't say any of the bad ones. That's just a few reactions to that song, and there were many, many more. But the comments tell me that some people cannot accept Jelly Roll's message of faith because his life isn't perfect. And I don't claim to know Jelly Roll's relationship with Christ, and that's not my job. However, there are other things I know about how Jesus changes people that come to him. And I'd like to talk about two types. I've known people who experienced Christ, accepted him as their Savior, and instantly changed. In the Bible, I think of the Apostle Paul, who met Jesus on the road to Damascus. The light of Christ literally blinded him. Instantly, the man who had been fighting against Jesus was now on his way to changing into God's great messenger. Paul became a church planter for the new church of Jesus Christ. And he liked to keep in touch with those churches he planted, writing them letters of encouragement, or maybe addressing some problem he's heard about in the church. So he wrote many letters to those new congregations of Christ followers. And as you know, those letters make up the majority of our New Testament. God changed his life instantly. And my question is, do you know people like that? I do. But then I've known other people who experienced Christ, accepted him as their Savior, and changed over time. I think about many biblical figures, including Moses, David, Elijah, Jonah, and even Jacob. They struggled with their walk with God. Their struggles involved fear and doubt, disobedience, running from God's calling. But they are examples of imperfect people that God used in spite of their failures. I'll ask another question. Do you know people like that? The featured song, Hard Fought Hallelujah, focuses on those who make a commitment to following Christ, but the changes are slow. There's a fight between faith and fear. The song says, quote, I don't always feel it, but that's when I need it the most. Here's the solution. So I'm going to keep on singing until my soul catches up with my song. The lyrics continue, quote, there's times when my hands go up freely, and then there's times that it costs. There's days when a praise comes out easy, and then there's days when it takes all the strength I've got. The song and the Bible emphasizes that faith is not a feeling, but it's a decision to trust. It's a choice. The Bible assures us that when we feel distant from God, he is still near. In fact, 2 Timothy 2:13 says that even if we are unfaithful, Jesus remains faithful. And then the books of Romans and Psalms have some encouragement for us, indicating that nothing can separate us from God's love and that God is always present, even when we cannot feel it. Romans chapter 8. And I'm convinced that nothing, catch that word, nothing can ever separate us from God's love. And now the Bible actually gives some examples. Neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither our fears for today or our worries about tomorrow, not even the powers of hell, can separate us from God's love. Actually, no power in the sky above or in the earth below. Indeed, nothing, here's that word again, in all creation will ever be able to separate us from the love of God. Pretty good news. And then in the Psalms, chapter 139, it's reminding us God's always there. Because I can never escape from your spirit. I can never get away from your presence. If I go up to heaven, you are there. If I go down to the grave, you are there. If I ride the wings of the morning, if I dwell by the farthest oceans, even there your hand will guide me and your strength will support me. Got another question for all of us. Are any of you just not feeling it? I don't want you to raise your hand, but think about that. Are any of you just not feeling it? Maybe God feels distant. Prayers don't feel like they make it all the way to heaven. Doubts have overtaken faith. And I want to encourage you, if that is you or someone you know, do not despair. Because here's the good news, and the song says it over and over. There is a hallelujah waiting to come out. But it's going to be a hard fought fight to get there. So, just how should we respond to feelings of doubt? First one's obvious, and it seems simple. It's not easy. Pray. First, we should pray for help in the moments of weakness and even unbelief. Sometimes you can't come up with a whole prayer, can you, when we're in these situations. So maybe, here's a suggestion, just pray this prayer. God help, amen. And if that's too much, just say help. Because God knows you're talking to him when you're talking to him. The second thing is we need to identify any distractions that may be pulling our focus away from God. And there are distractions in our world that do that. Good things even. And there are distractions on the inside that can do it. Just some examples. External distractions can include things like social media, things like TV, good things like work, and even relationships. Sometimes those external relationships can draw our focus away from God. On the inside, things like this: worry, fear, stress, sin, temptation, and even pessimism. And more. In the midst of the struggle, we need to remember that faith is based on evidence and God's promises, not on feelings. The song continues with these lyrics. Maybe some of you have been there. I've wrestled with the darkness, but I'm trying to reach for the light. The struggle keeps me honest and it breaks down the walls of my pride. Faith isn't proven like gold until it's been through the fire. My head, my heart, my hands are feeling heavy, but that's when I lift them just a little higher. It's great in the song, but it's even better in the Bible. Ephesians 6:12 says, it reminds us that Christians wrestle with the darkness. Here's what it says. For we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against mighty powers in this dark world, and against evil spirits in heavenly places. Again, the lyric, faith isn't proven like gold until it's been through the fire. It seems to come out right from the Bible as well. In fact, 1 Peter 1:7 tells us this. These trials, and notice it's plural, these trials will show that your faith is genuine. It is being tested as fire tests and purifies gold. Though your faith is far more precious than gold. So when your faith remains strong through many trials, there we are, the plural again, it will bring you much praise and glory and honor on the day when Jesus Christ is revealed to the whole world. Maybe you're in a trial right now. Health, finances, grief, relationships. The list can go on and on. Finally, the Course says this. This is the powerful part too. After all these uncomfortable, hard, terrible things that may be happening in my life, I'm trying to draw close to the Lord. I'm trying to have a hallelujah. And finally, here's what it says. I will bring, don't know when, I will bring my heartfelt, been through hell hallelujah. I'll bring my storm-tossed, torn sail, story to tell, hallelujah. In the church, we call these hallelujahs testimonies. We don't necessarily use that word every Sunday, but I'll ask you, I'll say, what are your prayer requests and what are your testimonies? What are your praises? And you know, if we really got down to brass tacks and let our heart come out, there's times where we could testify in ways that would show, I've been through hell. My sail has been torn. I'm just bobbing around in a storm-tossed sea. But here's what I'm doing. Even though I don't feel it, I'm testifying to what God has done good for me. We bring testimony many times of how God has brought us through disease, cancer, through divorce, through disorder, discontentment, division, discouragement, and folks, even through death. The Course ends with really good news. Three fulfilled promises. First one is that, God, you've been patient, the song says. God, you've been gracious. And then, God, you've been faithful. And not just faithful, but faithful no matter what I'm feeling, the song says, or facing. So let me quickly look at each one. First one is, God is patient. 2 Peter chapter 3. The Lord isn't really being slow about his promise, as some people think. No, he's being patient for your sake. Why? Because he does not want anyone to be destroyed, go to hell, but wants everyone to repent so they'll be in heaven. God is patient. God is gracious is the next thing the song tells us. And it comes right out of 2 Chronicles 30 verse 9, as well as many other places. It says, the Lord your God is gracious and merciful. If you will return to him, he will not continue to turn his face from you. Sometimes God's just waiting for us to turn back to him, because as we've already learned, he doesn't leave us. But we may have left him. And then finally, the song says, God is faithful. 1 John 1:9. But if we confess our sins to him, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all wickedness. And that's the verse I want to end with today. If you will confess. For some people, it really is confessing sin. And God is ready and willing to forgive all your sins, past, present, and future. And God is ready and willing to cleanse you from all wickedness, even if it takes time. And finally, God is ready and willing to give you a hard-fought hallelujah when you come through all that, when you get saved. Now, for other people, it's confessing something else, maybe. Confess to God your fear, if that's where you're at. Confess to God your worry. Confess to God your doubt. And here's one for you all, myself included. Confess to God your fill in the blank. As I finish up here, God is faithful by keeping his promises. He is faithful by being true to his character. And he's faithful by providing salvation and support. This faithfulness is demonstrated through his unchanging nature and the redemptive work of Jesus. His faithfulness is demonstrated by his commitment to care for and to guide and to protect his people. He remains steadfast and trustworthy. God offers comfort and strength through his presence, which we've been reminded of is always there, even when we are faithless or facing difficult times. And here's my last statement. It's a choice. Choose faith over feelings, and you will have your hard fought. Hallelujah. And I don't know about you folks, but I can't wait to hear yours. I hope you've heard mine over the years, and you've heard others. So it's coming. I just don't know when. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for, first of all, your word, but how your word can be put into a popular pop song, country artist, worship singer, and it can sound like we're reading the Bible. I'm so thankful for those that have put words to scripture, but I'm also thankful for those who have put lyrics and music to these words too. So God, help us to hear what message was to be received by each one of us today, and it might be many different messages. God, thank you for the hallelujahs that have been shared in this church for many decades in the past. And I'm thanking you in advance for the many hallelujahs that are yet to be shared from those who come out of their hard fight. Now, Lord, I thank you again for the next part of our service where we actually go fellowship and share a meal together. So I ask for your blessing upon the food. I ask your blessing for those who have bought or made something to bring to share today. Bless everything that goes on in our time to come. And I'll give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Now, go and be blessed and be a blessing and have something to eat.